All right.
Okay, page Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph by the Mishnah. So we did the Kusim, we did the Tztukim. Now we come to the Oivaris Kechovim.
Batusim
now, maybe. No, that's Batusim, I'm saying. Yeah, okay. So the Dam Oivaris, the blood of a non-Jewish lady, v'dam tara shomatzeras, and the blood in your mitzeras who had a baby, so she has dam toihar after the baby, but she's a mitzeras.
So two mitzeras, but not two mitzeras.
Yeah. So the question is, but with a mitzeras, what's called mayonis of a mitzera are mitame. So
slag,
yeah, well, almost any spittle and snot and urine, those things are mayonis, because the expression is galgal v'yotze, it gathers up and then it goes out, whereas the blood doesn't gather up and go out, it just goes out. So therefore, there's a debate about whether this is considered a mayon or not. So the story goes like this: Dam v'shechavim and dam tara shomotziras. B'shamay mitarin. B'shamay say they're both toher altogether. In other words, a non-Jewish woman, there's no such thing as a non-Jewish woman being a nida. Only exeved the rabbanon. So b'shamay say that they weren't geyser on the blood itself to be. To be Tommy, yeah, and the Dam Tara Shel Motzeras. Also, he says, "B'shamai say that it's Tohar because it's not considered a Mayon because the blood doesn't come out in a way of gathering and spurting." Basil Omrim Karuga Chamei Raglecha. Oh, what's the end? Basil said has the same din as her roik and slag and her pish, and the reason, and what does that mean? Kerecha memer aglecha, that it's metame lach and not metame yovish. So that's another nuance in here.
It's the Mishnah, Ali.
That it's only
34
that they're only metame when they are moist, fresh, not when they're dried out. Okay, now, unlike the ziva, for example, which is metame when it's dry as well. Dam haye ledes shaloi tovla. What happens when a woman gives birth and she was bleeding from the time of the birth onwards, and there's 7 days for a zohar and 14 days for a nekeva are finished, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. So the blood that comes out then, what's the status of that blood? B'shamri emrim, karuka chamim raglecha, that it's lach but not yovish. Why? Because it's not min ha-Torah. And therefore he says we're more lenient, chachamim are more lenient only if it's moist, not if it's dry. B'shamri emrim metame lach v'yovish, it's mamish tome min ha-Torah, like any other dam nida.
We have right in the verse, yeah, in the Masechta also.
Shama, that was Shammai himself.
Ah.
Yeah, it looks like it, I guess. Umaydim, but everyone agrees, be a lettuce bezoiv, shehim etamalach v'yavish. So when it's just dumb toihar coming out, but she hasn't gone to the mikveh, there's a machloikis. But if she was a zava, yeah, and she hasn't done her shivas nakim yet, everybody agrees that it's min ha-Torah, and therefore it is both fresh and also dried out. Okay, we'll discuss all this in the Gemara. Okay, so question number one: what does it say? What was the first argument? Tamei veres kechavim we said the machloikis if it's Beshama said toher and gansen, Beshila said kereke chamei meraglecha. That what? That it's only lach and not yovish, only moist and not dry. Fred the Gemara v'leslo the Beshamay dabro b'nei Yisrael b'marta le'am ishish ki yezov. Doesn't Beis Hillel agree with the drash on the pasuk that the beginning of the parsha of Ezov, it says, God says to Moshe, speak to...
Doesn't
Beis
Shammai agree?
Yeah, doesn't Beis... What did I say? No, but doesn't Beis Shammai agree? Dabro b'nei Yisrael, Hashem said to Moshe, speak to b'nei Yisrael and tell them that a man, when he has Zov coming out, so then he's Tomei, etc. Well, it says Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael mitam b'ziva. It's only Jews who have the concept of ziva. Ve'ein, ev dekechavim mitam b'ziva. But the goyim did not mitam b'ziva. So that part is obvious. But doesn't Beshamai agree that aval gazru aleihem, sheyu kizovin lechol divreihem? Doesn't it? But the chachamim made a gzeira that the goyim should be treated as zovim lechol divreihem in all aspects. So even though it's drabonon, but they made it lechayra, lechol divreihem means in all aspects. So doesn't Beshamai agree with it? Whenever, I guess the question, Beshamai's allowed to argue with if they want to, but yeah, but I guess it's the Gemara's surprise because we never knew that anybody, we never knew that everyone argues with that. Like everybody knows that, yeah, it's one of those everybody things. So answer the Gemara. Amalach Beshamai. Beshamai will tell you. Let's skip the brackets to make it simple for us. Beshamai will tell you when the Chachamim made the Gzeira, even though it says the Chol Divreihem, it doesn't really mean the Chol Divreihem. Why? Because Hey Chilavit, if you want to make it the Chol Divreihem that a goy should be exactly the same as a Jewish zov, then Lavit. So what do? L'tame Lachvi Yavish by a Jewish zov, the stuff that comes out is metame, whether it's moist or even dried out. It's also metame. Yeah. So if you want to make it that the goy should be exactly the same, Asisa Kishal Torah, then you made it exactly like if it would be deraisa, and then people would think that it's Tomei min haTorah, and they would burn the Truma and all that sort of stuff. We always have to make a distinction so people know it's the Rabbanon. Yeah? So you can't make it to be Lach v'Yovish. So you'll tell me, good, but if it's the Rabbanon, make it Lach and not Yovish. It's L'tamei Lach, but not L'tamei Yovish. So Bishamai is saying, so what will you tell me? That the Gzeira should make it, that there are Metamei, stuff is Metamei when it's moist and not when it's dry. Is then, yeah, so chalakta b'shal Torah. So therefore, what have you done? You have made a distinction. Yeah, so now you've said that it's lach and not yavish. Is he hachi? If that's the case, ruku memaraglecha nami, why shouldn't you make, you should make the same thing by the Reikim Meimer Aglayim should also be only Lach and not Yavish. So the Gemara will answer you, Kevin the Avdinon Hekeira Bidoma. Once you make a distinction by the blood, made the idea the Rukim Meimer Aglayim Rabbanon. If you make the blood only to be moist and not dry, so you don't have to make that same distinction by the Reikim Meimer Aglayim, because everyone will know that it's the Rabbanon, and that's why the blood is only Mitame when it's Lach. Yeah. So the question is, so we made a heker, so we make a heker by the blood, and this is according to Beis Hillel. Yeah, we made a heker by the blood, and we didn't make a heker by the other things. Yeah, Fred the Gemara, why do you make the heker by the blood and not the other things? Maybe for Kert. Why don't you make, but that the reikin meraglayim of the goy should be only metame lach, and maybe the blood should be metame yavish as well. So he says, ruka omemaragleha de shchichi, slag and pish is common, happens every day.
You find it in the street all the time.
All the time. Gazu b'hu rabbanon, so the rabbis made the gzeira. Dama de lo
shchicha. People don't go around bleeding in the streets.
Is therefore lo gazu b'hu rabbanon. It's not shchicha. Dam legabe reik lo shchia choshiv lo, says Rashi. I suppose it's not todir. It's not as much todir as reik and meraglayim.
Blowing their nose and going for excuse all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Omar Rava zayvoy is tamei afrilu b'shamai. That the stuff that comes out, the zivus that comes out of a goy, Rava says according to b'shamai is tamei also. Kiryai is Tahir Afil Beis Hillel. Yeah, that, but Kerry, we're going to say on the other page what's the difference between the stuff that comes out. But for the moment, just agree, just take my word for it that it's different. The Kerry stuff that comes out of a goy is Tahir Afil Beis Hillel. Why is it so? They wanted to make a gzera, and they can make a heker to make the keri tahor, so they decided to make the zivus the same as a Jew. Exactly, it's the metame. Keri is tahor afrila beis hillel, and beis hillel agree that by keri they did make a heker, and therefore it's tahor. Over berabbanan a keri kihechel alista for that true bekachim. The rabbis made a distinction, even though they wanted to make a gzeira by the goyim, but they made a distinction by the keri stuff, that it's not metame, in order that people should realize the whole thing's derabbanan, and they won't come to burn truma that came in contact with this stuff. Is again the question the same, levet a keira bezoivoi with its mu'ilakir? Why did they decide to make the heker by keri and to leave the zivus like a Jew? Why didn't they make it the other way around? It's answered the Gemara, zoivoi delo toli b'maisa. Zoiv happens
spontaneously.
Well, there's no kishrei yever. It doesn't require any arousal. Isarusa
delasata.
Yeah. Since it doesn't require anything, is gazubei rabbanon, so the chalim were stricter. Aber kiryei d'talei b'maisa like gazubei rabbanon. But since it needs some action on a person's behalf, therefore they made the gzera there that it should be, because the person should avoid doing that mice, I guess. Therefore, they made the gzera
that it's
about
avoiding
arousing. That's right. So, like Gaza Be'erabonon, so they weren't made, they didn't make a gzera. Okay, so the Gemara says, Le'em Messiah, maybe it's a proof to Rava that what? If a non Jewish woman has some Jewish seed in her, and it pops out, she's tamei, because the seed of the Jew who's in her is Jewish, so it's metame. Bas Yisrael shapolta shichvas zera bina evdei kechavim. But if it's the other way around, if the Jewish girl has the seed of a goy in her and it pops out, then she's not tamei. It doesn't make her tamei, because it's non-Jewish seed, it's not metame. So it's tahira. It's my love, and doesn't it mean tahira gemura, completely tahira? Not even Xavier de Rabbanon, which is what we're saying. The Sheikh Vazera of a guy, everyone agrees is Tahir. And for the Gemara, no, that doesn't prove anything, because when it says they're Tahira, it means Tahira midiraisa, abitzmeya midirabbanon. So it doesn't prove that Rav is right, that it's Tahir in Gansen. Okay, so we'll try again. Toshima, Nimteisa, Imer. So it turns out that we will say that Sheikh Vazera Shal Yisrael is Tameya Bechom Mokhaim, the seed of a Jew is Tamei everywhere. Turn the page. Even if it's in the guts of the non-Jewish girl, so that when it pops out, it's metame. But the seed of a goy, toher is b'chol makim. It's toher everywhere. Afilu b'mei Israelis. Even if it's in the meyayim of the Jewish woman, chutzim me'raglayim shaba. Except if she's peletes shichvazera, and some pish comes out with it from that area, then the meraglayim is metame. So then it's going to be metame because of that, but not because of the shichvazera itself. Yeah?
What degree of tumah is meraglayim?
Just a minute. So, but the meraglayim
of a goy, it's a gzera that they made a goy like a zava, like all the rest.
So I'm talking about Israelis here.
Ah, sorry, Israelis. Okay, so.
If an Israelis goes to the bathroom, she becomes tumah. What's the pshat that the meraglayim is metame?
No, the chutz meraglayim is talking about.
That's talking about
the goy's meraglayim. The goy's meraglayim.
As opposed to
the Jew's meraglayim.
As opposed to the zera of the goy.
Yeah.
The zera of a goy, which is poilet from Israel.
No, the zera of a Jew that's in a non-Jewish woman, if meraglayim comes out with it, then she's tame because of the meraglayim, but not because of the zera.
But if there's no zera, then
is meraglayim
on its own
metame
also?
Yeah, they're a geyser on a non-Jewish woman that she should be a zava, like a zava, all the time, even if she's not.
But that's talking the other way around, though. Isn't it say here, shall ovd kechavim tahir b'chom mokim?
Yeah, but the chutzpit is going back on the...
On the
ratio? Yeah. All right, let's try it again. Afilu shalavus kechavim tahir b'chol mokim, afilu me'israelis, chutz meraglayim. As if there's meraglayim in there, it's tamei, because they made a gzeira that they should be the zovim.
Yeah,
but the keri is tahor. Well, keri is tahor.
In the Mei Yisrael.
In the Mei Yisrael, yeah. Okay, so maybe we should. Maybe it's talking about Meraglayim. So if she's Meraglayim, if she has.
It's interesting. Zibus. Rashi's use is different. Rashi says Chutz Me Meragle. Oh.
It says Meraglayim Shabbat on mine.
Really?
It says same thing. Yeah. Meraglayim Shabbat doesn't necessarily fit.
I don't know.
Grammatically. Okay, so what are we saying? The Meraglayim of the Jewish woman. Why is it? Oh, it must be if she's Tommy for something else. Yeah, that's not clear.
He uses the same motion again.
Yeah, but here it says Meraglayim in mine.
Interesting. I wonder why there's a difference.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about if the woman has, if the woman's tame, then a meraglayim are matame, but not the shifra zera
of the goy. Of the goy which is poiled,
which is poiled from her. Right, so what is he trying to, we're trying to prove here that the shifra zera of the goy in the woman's stomach is not matame. That's what, because that's what Robert said, everyone agrees. The chi tema, so we tried to bring a proof for him before, and we said no, when it says toher, it means toher min atoira, but it is tame min arabonon. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you'll try to give me the same answer. Like yours. Like yours. You'll say here also, Tahir midaraisa or Tahir midarabanon is Otto meragleha midaraisa mitame. Is the meraglai mitame minatayra? Well, that's talking about the non Jewish woman for sure. Elishma minatahira fila midarabanon. So it's Tahir even midarabanon. Shma minat. No, that has to be the. The man is not Jewish. No, we're talking about it. The man is not Jewish.
Yes, since this, you know, what they're saying, despite the fact that the man's not Jewish, so his shichva zera wouldn't be matame.
Yeah.
It's nevertheless, the meraglayim.
If it comes with the meraglayim, but it's not because being shichva zera.
It's matame because of the meraglayim. Right. Maybe it's because.
Otherwise, what's the chiddush? What are you telling
maybe me? Maybe there's some of his meraglayim in there with the shikva zera. Does that make any sense? It's a bit messy, but it could be. Okay. So the point of all this is that the shikva zera of the goy is not metame at all, which is like Robert said, not even midirabonim.
Unless it's his urine.
It's his urine. Is that what it says there?
Yeah.
It's the man's shikha.
His urine is
that makes sense now. Okay, it's the man's... The man's meraglayim is mixed in with his shikha zera.
And when that's poiled from her...
And when that's poiled from her, so the shikha zera is not metame here, but the meraglayim is. Okay.
How it's cement could be discharged from the wall?
She pops it because it went in and came out.
And dribbled out.
She kicked it out. You want a demonstration? What do you want me to do?
Pictures. If I think you blonde it.
Yeah. Okay, let's not dwell too long on this.
Yeah, I think that's moving around a little.
If it's fresh,
then it's metamine.
It's fresh. Stale. Okay, let's move on. Omar Mar. Shichva Zera Shal Yisrael is Tomei B'chol Mokem. We said before that the seed of a Jew is Tomei everywhere. Afilu Meyev Zichovim. Even if it's in the belly of the non-Jewish woman, is a Freda Gemara. If that's the case, Tivshet the boy Rav Papa. We should be able to answer Rav Papa's question. The boy Rav Papa asked the question. Shichva Zera Shal Yisrael Meyev Zichovim. Mahu. He asked, what's the din? So we just made a statement that it's Tomei B'chol Mokem. So the Gemara says, 1 second. When we say it's Metame, the assumption is that it's still viable Shichva Zera. It's Besoich Gimel, within 3 days of the ejaculation. So the Zera is still alive, or whatever it is, viable. And therefore, like Kimi Boiler of Papa. A Papa didn't have a question. Of course it's Tomei. Ki Kimi Boiler of Acha Gimel. He wanted to know, what about if it's been more than 3 days?
But don't we have a cloud that it's after we just consider it's disintegrated?
Oh, that's right. But 1 second, that's when it's Jewish. That's when it's a Jewish one in a Jewish body, in a Jewish soul. Yeah. It's Mayo. So Rav Papa's question is, what's the din? do we say, O Yisrael, the daigi b'mitzvahs, because the Yidden are always worried about doing mitzvahs, everyone's always nervous because they want to do the mitzvahs. Therefore, chaval gufayhu, therefore, their body is warm, or masriach, and it makes the shikva zera go off in the heat. You get salmonella, or whatever, yeah? But since goyim are not nervous about mitzvahs, what are they nervous about? The footy. That's not enough to.
They've shaved mitzvahs. They're concerned about.
Yeah, they're concerned about them. That's not enough to make their body. So they don't get warm up. They don't get excited. So their bodies are not warm. So this shiksa, because she's not worried about mitzvahs, her body is cooler, and therefore when the man's seed is in there, it doesn't go off because it's refrigerated. And therefore, it's okay.
But the Yidden is worried. She has to wash Nigelwasser and say, yeah. Mishma bizmano, so she,
you know, that's right. So she's all warmed up. She's all hot and flustered.
Should have gone to the local laboratory and done a test.
I'm just reading what it says here. Don't ask me. Oi, Dilma, or perhaps, came into Ochlis Gotzim Mosim. Bah, because they eat Gotzim and Ramosim, because they are busy eating their insects and escargots, chavul gufayu, so that warms up their body. Umasriach, and even in the goyish woman, it will also get rotten. Teiku. It's the first thing we'll ask Eliyahu Hanavi when he comes. Okay, weiter. Now
he's going to be busy that day.
Yeah, dam tara shomatzeras. So we're back in the Mishnah. We said that the blood of Tzomitzaraz had a baby, so the Dam Toihar, we had this machoikas between Bisham and Basilil. The question is, my time with the Basilil, why is it that Basilil said that it's Kereka Chememar Aglecha Matami Lachen Not Yovish? What's the reason? How could I lose the place? I'm saying Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, because the Pasuk says Lazochar will anakeva, the Torah says in the dinim of the Tumah there of Tzaras. Lazochar means the rabbis mitzayru l'mayonoi sov. It means all areas where stuff comes out, fluids come out of a zochar mitzayru, and then it says v'lanakeva that the rabbis mitzayras l'mayonoi seho, that all of her well springs, let's call it. Yeah, one of the yafutzum on a secha chutzo for the woman is also of a mitzayra. It's all tame. Yeah, the question is, what is a mayon? My mayon is seha. What sort of well springs? If you're talking about everything else except for blood, is mizachar nafke? Then zachar and a keva, everything else except that, everyone's got the same thing. So why do you have to tell me? I can learn it out from zachar. Why does it have to say v'lan a keva? Ela l'dama. It must be that her blood is considered a mayan as well. Atame dam tara shalot to make the dam. This one basilo, yes, to make it tahor. Where was I? Yeah, so that is what, who would say that?
Rabbi
Yitzchak said that, but who's that according to? That's according to Basilo. That's according to Basilo. Well, Beis Shammai will tell you, in the cave of Mizocha Loi Asya, you wouldn't have learned the woman from the man. Just because it told me that a male Mitzoyra, all of his Madonis are Mitame, you wouldn't say the same thing by a woman necessarily. To Ikal Mifrach, because you can distinguish Malazocha, Shekain Tom, Prima Prima. We know that there's. The laws of Mitzorah for a male are stricter than for a woman, that he has to tear his clothes and he has to cover his face. Well, also, B'tashmish Amita, he's not allowed to have relations. Tzorah ben Akeva, you cannot extrapolate these stringencies to an Akeva. The lawyer doesn't have those things. And therefore, you wouldn't have learned it out from Akeva. Therefore, Zohar and Akeva is. Therefore, it's necessary. So you haven't got the spare word nekeva to teach you about the blood. And therefore, Bisham, I say, the blood is toher. Basil said it's tamei. According to Basil, why don't we have the same problem that Ika lemifrach? Because Basil will tell you, Lita Rachmana b'nekeva leboi zohar. It's the other way around, right? Not the pshat that if it didn't say nekeva, you would have learned zohar. But if it wouldn't have said zohar, you would have learned from nekeva. Vanamina, and then I would say a kavachomer. Madot nekeva sheina tu neftir tino frima eina asura b'tashamita. Rabbi Rachmana minoseha, a woman who is more lenient in that she doesn't need to tear her clothes, and she's not forbidden to have relations. Nevertheless, her mayonis are tome is zachar who doesn't have who is stricter like kol shekain. How much more so? So the Torah could have said only nekeva, and I would learn zachar from a kavachomer. What does it say? What does it say the zachar then? It may not even the zachar, and the extra word zachar cannot teach you anything about a zachar because there's no more left. There's no more things to come out of him. It's tnayu in the nekeva, so it must be that the superfluousness of it is to tell you there's an extra thing by an nekeva. What sort of extra things by an nekeva? It may not even the minor seha. It can't be about the normal fluid exits because that's already we already know that. Yeah, it's tenayu inyan because of the word cave itself. We already know that it's tenayu inyan the dhamma. The only thing that's left that wasn't clearly included was her blood. The tame dam tahara shalos. So therefore, basically, they'll say that her blood of tahara from childbirth, from after childbirth, is included. That it's metame as a mayon of a metzora. And Besham, I will still tell you no. Even if it would have said. Not only if it would have said Zohar, you wouldn't learn Nekeva, but if it would have said Nekeva, you wouldn't learn Zohar either. Besham is Zohar in Nekeva. La Yasa, the Ikala Mifrich, Rikin Opshlag, Malin Nekeva, she came in Tama Vayanis. The types of tumor that a woman has, not so Taras related ones, right? When a woman bleeds, she's Tama, whether it's intentional, well, it's not really ever intentional, is it? That means minus, even without any.
Yeah, because she can bring it on if she jumps, for example.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
But it's metame b'onis. Even if there's other reasons that cause the blood to come, then she is tame. Tame b'zocha deloit. By zocha, we said if there's some excuse why it came, b'shiva drachim b'okim misazov, and therefore is not metame b'onis. So therefore, in that sense, the Zohar is lenienter, and therefore, just because the Nekeva is Metame with Mayonis doesn't mean that a Zohar is. So therefore, the Torah had to say Zohar. And therefore, we have Zohar and Nekeva. None of them are superfluous. There's no extra pasuk to teach you about the Dam Toyar of the Mitzeras. And Beis Hillel will tell you, how can you upshlug Zohar and Nekeva like Asya because of Ziva? Kaima b'metzora. This pasuk is in the laws of metzora. The gabe metzora, the male is more strict. Yeah, kaima metzora parchem il dezov. You're going to tell me I can't say the male stricter because the gabe zov a woman stricter. Who cares if the gabe zov a woman stricter? We're learning about metzora here. And b'sham I say we can do that. Shum tuma parchi. It's a tuma. We found one tuma where women are stricter. Therefore, you can never learn a kavachomer, even if you can never learn one from the other, even by mitzora, because a woman's stricter by herself. The iboy same or a different answer. Yes, even if it would say nekeva, even if logically you could have learned the zachar from the nekeva, but here the zachar is anyway needed to tell you the zachar, kosher zachar. Tell me any type of male, ben gadol ben katan, whether it's adult or a child. So that's why he uses the zachar. So therefore, again, there's no superfluousness, and he cannot learn the dam toyar of the Maseras. I, Beis Hillel, need to also know that even a child is Beis Hillel nafkelu mizois toyras hazov ben gadol ben katan. He learns it from the zov, and then he extrapolates it. Okay. So therefore, he doesn't need it. Therefore, his lezocher is superfluous. And it has to add something. There's nothing we could find to add by a zachar, so we're going to add by the nekeva, the dam, tahara, that comes after her childbirth. But she's a mitzoira, then it's going to be mitamei. Okay. Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, ki poshit Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'zov, when Shimon ben Lakish taught the laws of zov, boy, he asked the following question. Re'ir, Rishayna shel zov katan. You have a child zov, the first excretion. Mahu shetatame b'mago. Is it metame with just touching it? What do you mean to say? What do you mean by that question? The Torah says zois teiras azov v'shateitzim imenu shichva zera. The Torah compares azov and someone who just has normal seed coming out. Omer Rachmana. What does that tell you? Kol shashichva zera shaloy is metame. So therefore, you're talking about a child. If his shichva zera is metame, then re'iyah. Re'iyah Rishayna Shalai is also Mitame. Someone whose Shechva Zer is Mitame, so his first, even the first sighting of Zivus is also Mitame. Vahai, this little boy, came in the Shechva Zer Shalai Mitame. Oh, we're talking about a little boy who's so little that his Shechva Zer is not real. And therefore...
Was it under 9 years old?
Yeah. So his Shechva Zer is not... Not Tomei, is therefore Re'ir Rishon and Nami later Tomei. So the first sighting of Zivus is also not Mitame. Or deal more, perhaps, given the Ilu Ihu Chazi Tarti Mistarfi, since if he saw two more, they'd be Mistarfi and he'd be Azov, therefore Mitame, even the first one is also Mitame. So that was the question that Rish Lakish asked. So my Rava came to answer him after later, Toshima, Zayis Teres Azov. The Torah talks about the laws of a Zov, and it doesn't distinguish Ben Godel, Ben Katon, that adult Zovs and children Zovs is the same. Ma Godel, Re'iyah Rishonah Shalai Mitame, just like an adult. His first Re'iyah is definitely Mitame, because even his Shechva Zera is Av Katon, Re'iyah Rishonah Nami Mitame. So the first sighting, even though you don't know who's going to become a Zov, but that's the stuff that comes out is Mitame. Okay, so that was that question. Next one, by Rabbi Yosef, Re'iyah Rishonah Shalai Mitzayra, who should tam the Masa. The first Re'iyah of a Mitzayra, does it have the rules of Mitam B'Masa, like things that come out of a Mayan of a Mitzayra? Like we were just talking about before, Mitzad, the fact that he's a Mitzayra, and something came out of an excretion area, so does that make it mitam b'masa as well as maka, that even for lifting it, holding it, but not touching it, but even if he doesn't touch it, do we say mokem ziva is a mayan hu? Do we say that's considered a mayan, and therefore it's a mayan of a mitzayra, and it is mitam hu, oy dilma lav mayan hu, and maybe this area is not considered a mayan, that first ri'iyah is not considered for a mayan, it won't be mitam yas mitzayra. It's omar rava toshma zoyvay tomehu. The pasuk says Zoiv makes him Tomei. Limit al Zoiv shu Tomei. That teaches you the Zoiv stuff itself is Tomei. Is Bemai. With whom are we telling me that the stuff that comes out is Tomei? Ilem b'Zoiv greida. If it's just a normal run of the mill Zoiv, top of the page is lacherim gerim tuma. We know that this makes the person Tomei. In other words, the person gets to a point where he himself is metame mishka b'moishav. Is the asma that calls again. If the person whom this Shmutz came out of is Metame B'Masa, then the Shmutz itself is for sure Metame B'Masa. Yeah? Ela Pshita. So it must be that your question, or the statement of this Bryce is talking about a Zav Mitzayra. It wants to ask you, what about a Zav Mitzayra? Yeah? Because it wasn't Gerim Tumah to itself, because the guy was already Tomei as a Mitzayra. So you couldn't say this Kal V'Chomer. Therefore, midi istrich krali ribuya. So the pasuk is telling you that yes, the tuma, the zivus that comes out of a mitzayra is mitame b'masa. Is midi istrich krali ribuya b'ri'ir shniya. And the Torah needed to tell you that by the second, because that pasuk of zoyvay tome is talking about the second sighting. It's the fact that the Torah had to tell you that the second sighting is tome yishma mina mokem ziva lav mayanhu. If the place of the Ziva was considered a Mayon, and even the first sighting would have been Tomei. Yeah, but the fact that the Torah only tells you it by the second one, I mean, it's not automatically Tomei Alta Mayon. It's just a Tomei, it's Tomei Alta Zov. It's the same as a normal Zov, without the Taras. It's Amalei Rav Yehuda Midiskar to the Rav, Rav Yehuda Midiskar to the Ask Rav, Amimai, who says, Dilma Le'ilu Meim Allah B'Zov Greda. Maybe it's just talking about a normal Zov, nothing to do with the Mitzayra. Ah, you say a normal zav, it's a kalva chomer. Madach, this shmutz causes the person to be a tomei and mitamei. So the shmutz itself, kol shekain, he says, no, sorry, mishlech echiach. Look at the goat that we throw off the cliff on Yom Kippur for the Azazel. Shegerim tumala acherim, someone who comes in contact with him, the kohen, who does the stuff, he becomes Tomei. But who Atzmei, but the goat itself is Toher. Yeah, so here we have an example of something causing Tumah to someone else, but it's not Tomei himself. So just like the goat is the same thing, could be by the Shmutz of the Zov. There's Zaman Abaya, and Abaya comes back and says, back to the original question of Boy Rabbi Yosef, Mighty Boyle, what's Rabbi Yosef's question in the first place? He's the one who learns from Zeus Teres Azov, Ben Godel, Ben Katan. that he learns it out from the word Zeus Teres Azov. The cave in the Nafkele Mehasam, since he uses Zeus Teres Azov to tell you whether a child or an adult is a Yatele Lazochar. So his Lazochar that it says over here is the Rabbis Mitzayu the Mayanoisov. And so we, the Zochar is telling you about the Mayanois. And then the cave is the Rabbis Mitzayras the Mayanoiseha. The Akshayas, he doesn't need that Zochar to tell you Kolshu Zochar Ben Katan Ben Gadol. But actually, Rachmana Mitzayra, and therefore this is talking about a Mitzayra, and that's talking about a Zav. The Torah compares the Mitzayra to the Zav Gomor. Ma Zav Gomor Metam V'Masa, just like when he's a full-blown Zav, after the second, third sighting. His Metam V'Masa, Afri Yerishayna Shal Mitzayra, when he's a Mitzayra, his first sighting is also Metam V'Masa. I'll leave it over here. We got a little bit.